Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Christine from Haverhill.
Good morning, Christine.
Hi, good morning.
Christine works at BU and is driving on a very slow 93 South right now.
As you do.
Yes.
All right, turn and wave to the person next to you. See if they're also listening.
Actually, it just opened up, so I'm like...
Oh, now you're moving. Right. All right, sounds good. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's gone. She's in that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Christine?
Yes.
Josh Gad said kids were fully traumatized by Olaf's original death scene in Frozen 2, so they changed it. How are you going to kill Olaf?
Oh, God.
Because you need drama in the plot.
You don't need the death of Olaf as a drama in a plot. Did he die in the second one? I don't remember.
He doesn't fully die, spoiler
okay.
alert.
Okay. All right. I didn't think he did.
It's a kid's movie, not Game of Thrones.
Thank
not
you. Just... No, we don't need everybody to die. Who voices Elsa in those movies?
Elsa is, oh, my gosh, opposite Kristen Chenoweth in Wicked.
Yes. That's one way to get there, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I have to. My husband's going to be so angry with me. Idina Menzel. Sorry. Took me a minute.
That's all right. Dave Grohl spent his 56th birthday making chili for firefighters and victims. Dave Grohl has been in two iconic rock bands. Which band does the song All Apologies?
Sorry, repeat the name of the song?
All Apologies.
Oh, I only know... Red Hot Chili Peppers, so that's what I'm going with.
Question number three, Law & Order and Law & Order SVU both return with new episodes tonight on NBC. There have been seven different Law & Order TV shows in total. Who created the franchise?
Dick Wolf.
What is your husband's name, by the way?
Dan.
Dan's going to be upset about that.
Great name.
About
solid guy.
About question two. Question number four. This band will release an album called Rushmere in March. It'll be their first album as a trio. Take a listen to their biggest hit, I Will Wait, and then name the band. Hang on. Name the band.
I believe that's Mumford & Sons.
Question number five. President Biden gave his farewell address yesterday. Which number president is Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is 46.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What do you do at BU?
I work with students. So I help them in anything that they might encounter while they are going to school. And hopefully I make their life a little bit easier. But I know for a select few, I make their life a little harder.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Christine got three out of...
Four.
She got four out of five.
Ooh, well done, friend.
Yeah. No. Oh, four. I don't know what's...
Thank you. Okay.
Nice job. I got some computer issues going here. All right. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Josh Gad said, kids were fully traumatized by Olaf's original death scene in Frozen 2, so they changed it. Who voices Elsa in those movies?
Kristen Bell. Oh, is that Idina Menzel?
It is Idina Menzel.
Oh, this game just got a lot more interesting.
I almost did that, too!
1-0 for Christine. Dave Grohl spent his 56th birthday making chili for firefighters and victims. Dave Grohl has been in two iconic rock bands. Which one does the song All Apologies?
Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Dan would have known that one. Christine's husband is dead.
I think so.
Tied at one. Question number three, Law & Order and Law & Order SVU both return with new episodes tonight on NBC. There have been seven different Law & Order TV shows in total. Who created the franchise?
Dick Wolf.
Boom, boom.
Tied at two. This band will release an album called Rushmere in March. It'll be their first solo, or first album as a trio. Take a listen to their biggest song and then name them.
Mumford & Sons.
Played the Carson and Kennedy 10th anniversary
sure
party.
Sure did.
That's going to be a tough one to top for our 20th. Just throwing it out in the universe, Kennedy.
I appreciate it.
3-3, question number five. President Biden gave his farewell address yesterday. Which number president is Joe Biden?
Ah! 46?
Ooh.
I thought I had you for a second.
I thought you did too.
Wow. Yeah, you just have to remember that other guy is 45 and 47 now. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That other guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you did well. You did well. 4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Congratulations, Kennedy. Christine, what would you like to say before you head out?
I would like to say my name is Kristen.
Oh, Kristen? It's not Christine?
I can't be Kennedy. But I let you guys roll with it.
I've been saying your name the wrong the whole time. You didn't correct me?
No.
This is why nobody calls Timothy Chalamet Timothée Chalamet.
We got Dan's name right, though. That's what matters.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to, is it Brianna or Brianna?
Brianna.
Brianna from Taunton.
Taunton. Good morning.
It's a Hong Kong city out there. You ever been?
Oh, it's fun.
Brianna, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know how this works, Brianna. We've got five trivia questions. It's all pop culture related. You get more of them right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. We're making silly faces at her, and she has no idea why. She's not even looking at us.
Okay.
Stick your tongue out at her, Dan. Yeah, I don't know what she's doing. Here comes question number one. Facebook uses blue because Mark Zuckerberg is red-green colorblind. What is the name of Zuckerberg's parent company that owns Instagram and Facebook now?
Is it Meta?
In a new marketing stunt, Coors Light is temporarily changing its name to Monday's Light, so you can go out and buy a case of the Mondays. That's not bad.
I've heard worse marketing campaigns.
What happens on Coors Light cans when the beer is cold? A redneck gets its wings.
It turns white.
Question number three. Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay and his wife are expecting their fourth child together. Name the Dan and Shay song featuring Justin Bieber. Take a listen.
Do you miss the road that you grew up on? Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me?
I need
10,000 hours.
I need 10,000 toys.
It was nice of them to do that parody for
us. That's all I hear when I hear that song. Question number four. Renee Zellweger took a six-year acting hiatus between 2010 and 2016 because she was sick of her own voice and felt her acting was just a repeat of the same emotional experiences. Name the movie she starred in opposite Jim Carrey, where he played a Rhode Island state trooper with multiple personality disorder.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
And question number five. Planners is hiring three people to drive their Nutmobile around the country for a year and to be a brand ambassador. It pays $45,000 plus benefits and travel stipends. The Planners mascot, Mr. Peanut, wears four different accessories. Can you name three of them?
A cane, an eyeglass thing, a glove, and a hat.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yes, Dan.
Are you taking that?
I am taking that.
Okay.
That's fine. It didn't matter because you asked for three, and she got three. She said the other ones, too. So, the one was questionable, but she got the other three, I do believe. No?
Okay.
You don't think so?
We'll take it. We're not Jeopardy. It's fine.
Okay. Brianna got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Wow.
Maybe.
Yeah, we're going to be much stricter with you, so don't worry
about
it.
Obviously.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Facebook uses blue because Mark Zuckerberg is red-green colorblind. What is the name of Zuckerberg's parent company that owns Instagram and Facebook?
Meta.
My dad is colorblind. Has to have the socks with the stripes on the bottom, so he wears the right color socks when it comes to the dark colors.
A significant number of men are colorblind. I don't know why it's like that, but it is.
1-1, question number two. In a new marketing stunt, Coors Light is temporarily changing its name to Mondays Light so you can go out and buy a case of the Mondays.
That's genius.
Right? What happens on Coors Light cans when the beer is cold?
Oh, the mountain turns blue.
It does turn blue, not white. 2-1, question number three. Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay and his wife are expecting their fourth child together. Can you name the Dan and Shay song featuring Justin Bieber with this lyric? Take a listen, Kennedy.
Do you miss the road that you grew up on? Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me?
No, it'll take me a week. No.
I would have accepted 10,000 toys. 10,000 hours. How could you forget that parody?
Very easily. I forgot what I did 5 minutes ago.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Renee Zellweger took a six-year acting hiatus because she was sick of her own voice and felt her acting was just a repeat of the same emotional experiences. Name the movie she starred in opposite Jim Carrey where he played a Rhode Island state trooper with multiple personality disorder.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Tied at 3. Going to the final question. Planners is hiring three people to drive their Nutmobile around the country for a year and be a brand ambassador. The Planners mascot, Mr. Peanut, wears four different accessories. Can you name three of them?
Well, he has a monocle, and he has a top hat, and I feel like he's got a cane, and I feel like he's got some fun shoes on. I feel like, yeah, a hat, a monocle, a cane.
Also gloves.
Gloves.
He has white gloves.
That was tight.
It was close. Were you thinking she didn't say gloves, Dan, or something?
Well, she just said a hat, and this is very specific.
Oh, my gosh.
Brand.
You're right. We're not Jeopardy. She said hat. I was giving it to her. Nice job, Kennedy.
You said top hat.
You said top. Yeah. I would have taken a peanut wearing a hat or a top hat.
Well, imagine Abraham Lincoln in a baseball cap. It's very different.
I think he would have rocked it.
4-4 tie. Kennedy gets the win. Brandon, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go? What?
I cannot beat Kennedy. I'm Brianna, and I can't beat her.
From the 781. My 14-year-old knew the course question, and I didn't. I'm going to have a talk with him after school.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play, Kennedy.
I will.
In a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. All right, say hey to Holly from Newberry.
Hi, Holly.
Good morning.
Holly is a school bus driver.
Oh, bless you.
Do you play Mix 104.1 on your bus?
I do.
That's so cool. We never had a radio on my bus.
I love that children are being subjected to us against their will on the way to school.
Are you kidding? They're listening to us and their GPAs are going up, Dan.
Absolutely.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions. If you answer more than right than Kennedy, we're going to give you the money. Sal's going to be around today, too, Dan. We can rub it in his face that we gave away some more of his ducats.
Let's see what happens.
All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Holly, are you ready?
I think so.
Sally Struthers says Betty White once fat-shamed her in a room full of people and was a very passive-aggressive woman. Which classic 80s sitcom was Betty White a star of?
Golden Girls.
I don't like somebody besmirching the good name of Betty White after her death.
I know. She had 99 years to say it while she was around.
Question number two. Drake is suing his own record label, Universal Music, for defamation because they promoted Kendrick Lamar's diss track, which calls Drake a pedophile. What is the name of the diss track that spent 2 weeks at number one in the country from Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Question number three. Lin-Manuel Miranda turning 45 today. He created and starred in the hit musical Hamilton. And speaking of Hamilton, there are two bills of U.S. currency that do not feature U.S. presidents on them. Name both denominations and who is on them. That's a tough one.
I pass. I got nothing.
When's the last time you had a dollar bill in your pocket, Dan? Like an actual current... Like,
you don't know whose faces are on our money?
No.
Oh.
I don't carry money.
You did for a long time.
No, yeah, Apple Pay, man.
You know who's on my money? My face is on my debit card. Has my little picture on it.
Okay.
Question number four. The artist who sings this song turned 66 today. Take a listen and then name the artist.
No need to ask. He's a smooth operator.
Oh. Now you're in my wheelhouse, Dan.
Oh, you like me again now?
You're on my good side.
Linda Carlisle?
Did you say Belinda Carlisle?
I did.
All right, question number five. YouTube is pitching in $15 million for wildlife relief in California. What is the YouTube logo?
Just a red Y.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What ages are the kids that you drive?
All of them. I have them from kindergarten right up through high school.
Mm. I had to ride a bus to high school my senior year of high school. I lost my driving privileges. And
they all hate that.
It was a little humbling to get on with all the freshmen. Here comes Carson,
the
senior.
Don't like the bus.
Like, I was old enough to join the Army, but I wasn't old enough to drive my car to school.
Not in Carol's house, anyways.
That is right. Okay, I think I have one out of five, Dan.
That is correct.
Sooch. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sally Struthers says Betty White once fat-shamed her in a room full of people and was a very passive-aggressive woman. Which classic 80s sitcom was Betty White a star of?
Golden Girls.
I love Sally Struthers, too. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a little too late to go after Betty White.
It seems weird.
Dan was right. You had a century
to say it to her face.
Right, and you didn't mention it. Then after she's dead. Tied to one, question number two. Drake is suing his own record label for defamation because they promoted Kendrick Lamar's diss track, which calls Drake a pedophile. I thought it was saying one of his friends was a pedophile, not that he was a pedophile.
No, absolutely.
Certified lover boy, certified pedophile.
Yeah. No. Question number, what is the name of the diss track that spent 2 weeks at number one in the country from Kendrick Lamar?
No, I have no idea.
Not like us, Kennedy. They not like us. bop, 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 bop. Tied at one. Question number three. Lin-Manuel Miranda turns 45 today. He created and starred in the hit music Hamilton. And speaking of Hamilton, there are two bills of U.S. currency that do not feature presidents on them. Name both denominations and who is on them.
Well, so Mr. Hamilton's on the 10. And Benjamin Franklin's on the 20.
Franklin is on the 100.
It's all about the Benjamins. Andrew Jackson's on the 20. Soon to be replaced by Harriet Tubman at some point, I think.
Thank you. Gosh, I'm not doing that.
Do you collect, like, monies?
No.
Do you have, like, a penny collection?
I have had money before.
I don't know.
Ulysses S. Grant's on the 50.
That's what I was saying. I haven't held cash.
Washington's
forever.
On the 1. Lincoln's on the 5.
No, that's amazing. Good for you. Tied at 1.
I'm not
question.
Rain Man. This is stuff everybody can know.
Somehow I don't.
And I don't. Yep. Question number 4. The artist who sings this song turned 66 today. Take a listen and name the artist.
No need to ask. Oh. He's a smooth operator.
Sade.
How'd you say it?
Sade. That's how she says her name.
I thought it was Sade, but I'll accept
it. I was under the impression it was Sade, too, but I wasn't alive when that song came out, so I defer.
Well, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but that's
what
I've
are we
been
thinking?
Saying it my whole life.
Sade? I think it's Sade. S-A-D-E.
Well, I know how it's spelled. I just, you know. Well, anyway, go on.
All right, I'll take it away from you, then.
That's fine.
Miss Smarty Pants. Tied at one, question number 5. YouTube is pitching in $15 million for wildlife relief in California. What is the YouTube logo, Kennedy?
It's like a red square with a white triangle in it. An arrow-like.
What is the triangle, specifically?
A play button?
There you go. That is it. You got there.
Oh, that is it.
Yep. Yeah. These were hard questions, right?
I mean.
I know.
Sorry, it was a lot of easy ones today.
That's all right.
Yeah. 2-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Holly, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing our show for your kids on the bus. A captive audience.
We love you for that.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, my name is Holly from Newbury, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix 1041.